This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 382.5, down a half. March corn, 393 and three quarters, down 1.5. May corn, 402 and a quarter, down 1.5. January soybeans, 1032, down 17 and a quarter. March soybeans, 1038 and a half, down 17. May soybeans, 1045, down 17. December wheat, 593 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. March wheat, 581 and three quarters, down 4. May wheat, 585, down 4.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon, even though the USDA's report lowered carryout figures for corn and soybeans. The size of the 2014 crops were both records and weighed on prices. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at $3.49 to $3.76. And soybean bids were 17 to 22 lower at 9.97 to 10.23. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly a penny lower at 3.57 to 3.79, and soybean bids were down 17 cents at 10.04 to 10.44. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 to 3 lower at 3.59 to 3.80. Soybean bids dropped 17 to 20 cents at 10.12 to 10.51, and the wheat bids were down 4 to 7 cents at 4.92 to 5.53. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 to 17 lower at 10.34 to 10.52. Basis ended steady to 5 cents stronger at 2 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.19.10 to $4.30.10. That's down $6.20 per ton, with basis steady range from 50 to 61 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at $3.85 to $3.94, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 9 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 5 lower at 374 to 377, with basis 2 to 3 cents weaker at 20 to 17 under the March. Soybeans down 20 to 22 at 1039 to 1047, with basis 3 to 5 cents lower at 7 to 15 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 401 to 402. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 18 to 19 cents, with quotations at 10.75 to 10.76. Soft red winter wheat ended sharply lower for the day, ranging from 5.82 to 5.92, and the Milo 1 to 2 lower at 4.49 to 4.54. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country Grain dealers quotes to producers in the northern and western area for new crop corn range from 363 up to 391. New crop soybean bids range from 959 to 975. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 376 to 391. New crop soybean bids 965 to 985. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 352 to 391. New crop soybean bids at 945 to 980. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 533 up to 558. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 162.47, up 7 cents. February live cattle, 162.85, down 25 cents. April live cattle, 162.90, up 10 cents. January feeder cattle, 231.60, down $1.17. March feeder cattle, 227.25, down 10 cents. April feeder cattle, 227.10, down 12 cents. December lean hogs, 87.27, up 32 cents. February lean hogs, 84.55, down 5 cents. April lean hogs, 86.35, up 12 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 10th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 7 cents higher in the range of $77 to $85.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $83.67. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 53 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 55 to 61, 5 to 6 weights 58 to 63, and 600 pounds and up 59 to 64. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are also a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $54 to $60. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,761 head. And now for the report from the Shelbyville United Producers Auction. They had receipts of 399 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 164 to 167. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 154 to 161.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 163 to 167. Now moving on to Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 348 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 155.75 to 165 and a quarter. Select and choice were 154 to 162. Choice heifers, 161 to 164. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 150 to 157. Breakers were 110 to 118 with the high dressing at 119.50 to 122. Boners were 105 to 122 and leans were 91.50 to 114. They also had some slaughter bulls. Those under 1,500 pounds were 126.50 to 130. And 1,500 pounds and up, 119 to 127.50 with the high dressing at 129 to 133. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 437 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $92.29. That was $1.16 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $249.95, that was 56 cents lower, with select carcasses at $236.37, that was 27 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 106,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, that compared to 428,000 last week and 431,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
When farmers around the nation sign up for crop insurance from the government in March, they'll find some changes. Todd Gleason has some details on the differences.
The changes to the crop insurance program come courtesy of the 2014 Farm Bill. Gary Schnitke follows the crop insurance program for the University of Illinois. The ag economist told farmers at a November conference they'd be dealing with three new items when signing up for the 2015 plans. First, and maybe most notably, Schnitke says farmers will need to provide proof of conservation compliance on any highly erodible lands enrolled in crop insurance.
To be eligible for the subsidies associated with crop insurance, you will have to be in conservation compliance.
The second change to the crop insurance program involves the APH, or actual production history. From this point forward, it will be possible to drop a low yield from the calculation.
We don't know a lot about this yet. This was actually something put in place more for Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas farmers, but it gives the ability to drop a low yield from the APH. Presumably, there's going to be a charge associated with that if you choose to drop a yield from the APH. If county yields are below a certain level, you will be able to drop yield from APH. Whether or not we take that or look at that, it would like to see the rates associated with those and what that dropping that yield will be.
Well, the third change to the federal government's crop insurance program is the introduction of a new policy. It's called SCO. That stands for Supplemental Coverage Option.
It provides county protection, and that's a key word here, county protection from 86% down to the coverage level of your combo product.
Here's what that effectively means. Throughout the Corn Belt, where most farmers choose revenue protection or RP crop insurance, the SCL product would cover losses from the RP level up to 86%. Many farmers in Illinois use 85% RP products, and that would leave just 1% for SCO to cover. Not worth it, according to Schnittke. This program is not available in all counties around the nation for all program crops and is only an option for those choosing to sign up for the new PLC or Price Loss Coverage program under the Farm Bill. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The incoming House Agriculture Committee chairman has announced a reorganized structure under his committee. Representative Mike Conway of Texas will have 6 subcommittees compared with the previous 5, according to the Hagstrom Report. Most notably, Conway has also taken the commodity exchanges and specialty crops out of the General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee and established a subcommittee devoted to commodity exchanges, energy, and credit. The new committees include General Farm Commodities and Risk Management, Commodity Exchanges, Energy and Credit, Conservation and Forestry, Nutrition, Biotechnology, Horticulture and Research, and Livestock and Foreign Agriculture. The Organic Trade Association announced the industry plans to ask for its own checkoff. As permitted in the 2014 Farm Bill, the industry expects to ask for a checkoff in the first quarter of next year, according to the Hagstrom Report. Organic Trade Association CEO and Executive Director Laura Bacha said she believes USDA is going to be cautious in its guidelines, specifically pertaining to a divide between organic and conventional agriculture. She noted it would be different from other checkoff programs because it would cover a production process rather than a specific product and also cover the entire industry, not just one level of production. Bacha says one problem that must be addressed is that some officials believe the organic industry, by its very existence, disparages conventional agriculture, while checkoff rules generally do not allow one sector of agriculture to be critical of others. The organic industry is also worried that Mexico is moving too quickly to implement its Organic Standards Act, believing Mexico does not have the infrastructure of certifiers needed to implement the law by the planned date of April, the official said. OTA is hoping that Mexico may delay implementation. With critics of agriculture using emotion to attack farming, while agriculture responds with science and logic, one group seeks to bring emotion back to agriculture. Scott Vernon is a Cal Poly State University agriculture communications professor and is the founder of I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul. Vernon says the reaction to the more tug-at-the-heartstrings campaign has been positive.
It's been real positive among young people, and that's who the target audience is. Young people, urban audiences, 14 to 24 years old. And so we try to develop our messaging and our materials in a way that makes sense to them. It won't make sense to traditional agriculture or even some of the farm leaders that are older. They won't exactly understand what we're trying to accomplish, but I don't worry about that because they're not our audience. That's part of the choir. And we need the choir to understand what we're doing, certainly, and we appreciate the efforts they're doing at a different level. But for us, it's been really positive because now young people have an opportunity to share their love of agriculture and to express it by being advocates.
Vernon says, I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul uses social media to reach their audience, like those on Twitter. Although this allows them to reach more people who will open-mindedly listen to the group's message, it also opens them up to nasty critics and harsh comments. He explains the best way to approach that negatively critical audience is to avoid it.
We found it to be a really angry space, and people, with that, I say just be patient. Be patient and be calm, because that's what we're really trying to do is reach a reasoned audience. There's people on the edges that are going to scream all the time, either left or right. They're all going to scream, but that doesn't get things accomplished. The accomplishment comes in the middle, and some compromise and some dialogue and working to understand the arguments. Name-calling and that type of thing won't get us very far, so we just learn to avoid it.
He says they also took their message to universities.
50 universities nationwide with advocacy events, and the students on those campuses help us to organize it. It's really a movement. And when you talk about environmental groups and those that are activists, they'll always use that term movement. And that's really what we've adopted as well. We look at organizations that have been critical of agriculture and see what they're doing. How are they successful? And then we try to model some of those techniques in a way that makes sense for us.
Again, that's Cal Poly State University Agriculture Communications Professor and founder of I Love Farmers, They Feed My Soul, Scott Vernon. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.